I'd like to thank you for being here today in the house of the Lord and for taking your time. Even though it is Mother's Day, it's still a day that we gather to come to church. And I want to thank you for coming here today to being a part of these services and to praise the Lord as you do so. And today we honor mothers. Today is Mother's Day, as we have already said, but we honor all mothers today. We honor the things that mothers do. We honor the things mothers are, and we honor both the living mothers and those that have already passed on today. As Kathy said, someday she's going to see her mother again, and Kay, they're going to see their mother again someday in the land of heaven. So that's going to be a great day, a great reunion. But today we celebrate all mothers. And Deanne just about preached my sermon this morning. And then Kathy got up here and said a little bit about Adam and Eve. But let me read just one verse of scripture to you this morning as we get started out of the book of Genesis, chapter 3 and verse 20. There's one verse of scripture here, and I'd like to share that with you. And it reads to us, Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. So I think that's a very, very beautiful scripture. I think it's a very powerful scripture. Very, very short verse of scriptures. But Eve is the mother of all living things. And listen, I want to say to you this morning that a mother is a special person. Amen. Guys, come on now. Amen. I told Pam this morning, and I've said this many times, I feel like her mother is my mother. Anybody else feel like their mother-in-law is their mother? Now we've had disagreements, we've had arguments, we've had moments where we didn't see eye to eye. Now we've had moments where I didn't want to talk to her. And I'm sure she felt the same way about me. But I've learned a lot from Pam's mother. I learned how to make broccoli casserole. I know that. And I watch over the years her family, her mother, and all the things that her mother is, not only to her family, but to other families. So she's like a role model. I'm calling your mama out today, Pam. But Pam treats her children and her grandchildren the same way. I know for many nights, I know that there's that Amber and Stefan when they were kids. I know when Layla and Carson were babies and children of small age, her being up at night with them being sick. Anybody else relate to that? I didn't know what to do, but she did. That's a mother. It's a blessing today. If God has chosen you to be a mother, then it's a blessing from the hand of God. Amen? It's not a job. I've got a job. I'll go to my job in the morning, if God willing and time permits, that I got a job. That's all it is. It's just a job. I got assignments. That's all it is. But to be a mother is not a job. To be a mother is not an assignment. To be a mother is not a burden. Amen? To be a mother is a blessing from God Himself. And you honor God by being a mother. You honor God by being a good mother. You honor God by being a loving mother. As you honor your children, your grandchildren, you teach them, you show them the things that they're going to need later on in life. Amen? Is this good to you this morning? Mothers, I'm preaching to a choir this morning. You know what to do. You've been doing it. You've been doing it this whole time. Some days are tough. Some weeks are tough. But it doesn't stop. And even a mother's love changes. You know, when they're babies, a mother has a lot of things to do, feeding and taking care, changing diapers. But when they get older, those needs change. When they become teenagers, that love and nurture and support changes. When they become adults, you don't stop being a mother, do you? You just keep on being a mother all your life. You continue to be a mother. Even though things change, you're still a mother. That same mother that you started out to be. So keep that in mind today. If you don't hear anything else through the Word of God today, it's a blessing to be a mother. It's a special role. Your role is critical. You are a unique person. Did you know that this morning, mothers? Let me tell you that you're a unique person. To be a mother, you are a very special and unique person that God has chosen and honored with a great blessing. Now maybe you say, well, I'm not a mother. I don't have any kids. If you've been a role model, I view as a mother, the definition of a mother, if you've been a role model to somebody, if you've helped nurture a child in some way, maybe you're not the biological mother, but you've been a mother. Because you still have those mother instincts as Deanne talked about. Maybe you've taken on someone else's children to bless, to help, guide, and direct. God uses people in mysterious ways. Amen? Do you agree with that this morning? God uses people in mysterious ways that we never would think that God would use or could use. But a mother is very special. Now, I want to touch on something here real quick about Adam and Eve. You know, I read this week, and I thought this was very fitting to share with you this morning. Adam, did you know what Adam's name represents? Anybody know what Adam's name represents? It represents, and I just run across this. I don't know where I found it. I can't remember now. But his very name means red earth and dying body. Adam. That's what his name represents. Now, you ready for a blessing? Are you ready for a blessing this morning? Let me tell you what we already know this morning, that the name Eve represents the mother of all living things. All living. Let me read this to you. Adam's name represents red earth and the dying body. But Eve, her name represents the living soul. Is that not amazing? Do you not find that amazing this morning, church family? That Eve's name represents the living soul. She's the mother of all living. She is the one that started, it started with her. The life-giving that we know today started with Eve. And that's a great blessing from God. I can't get past that this morning. It's a great blessing from God, but I'm going to move on down. Because let me read to you out of Deuteronomy this morning, chapter 6. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but if you want to, you can. Let me read over here in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy. And starting with verse 6, let me read this to you. These commandments that I have given you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Now, let me stop right there. A mother has lots of things to do. Amen. Mothers, are you always busy? Grandmothers, are you always busy doing something for your children, your grandchildren? I know you are. But let me tell you what the Word of the Lord says, the greatest thing you can do today for your child. The greatest thing that you can do for your child today is to tell them about the Lord. Amen. To talk to them about Jesus Christ. To talk to them about the commandments of God. to show them, to bring them, to support them, to guide them, to direct them to Jesus Christ. And you do it all the time, every day, from the moment you get up. Now you say, preacher, who has time to do that? Preacher, do you know what I got to do every day? No, I don't know what you have to do every day, but I'm sure you're busy just like I am. But we are commanded by God to tell our children, our grandchildren about Jesus Christ. How are they going to learn? How are they going to know if we don't tell them? You know what, Pat, you know and I know, when I was living at home, one thing my mama believed in, our mama believed in, I know for a fact, I've got my tail tore up so many times, I might hold the world's record. I don't know. But one thing I know, my mom, our mom, was very big on being stern and being very big on discipline. And you didn't talk back, you didn't do anything out of the norm unless you asked for a whooping. And she would give you one. I said whooping. She would give you what you wanted, but you wouldn't like it. Now that was kind of like capital punishment at home. But see, I don't do that capital punishment at my house. I don't do that. Pam doesn't do that. We like to talk. We like to say, hey, Pam likes to talk. Well, I like to talk more than Pam does. But if Pam is good about getting through the children when I can't. She only uses me as the backup. If I have to call in the backup, you know, she only uses me then. But I know, I used to think my mom was mean to me. I used to think she only did those things to me because she just could. But I didn't realize that's a part of me learning viable instructions, learning viable discipline, learning that she loved me and she cared about my best interest. I didn't understand that. But over time now, I've learned those things. But as mothers, you mothers want to protect your children at all costs, right? You want to make sure that your children grow up in the path and the righteousness of God, and you'll do anything to protect them and make sure they grow up that way. And you know, once you teach a child in the ways of the Lord, it says they won't never leave or forsake it. They might stray away, but in their older age, it'll come back to them. This won't be out there in the world forever. I used to think when I got out in the world, our grandmother, that's where I learned about Jesus, is my grandmother. Watching Billy Graham. Reading the Bible to me. I didn't care for Hee-Haw, but I watched it. But, see, those are the kind of things I have never forgotten. As a grandmother, she loved me enough to sit there, okay? She loved me enough to sit there. You know, a little kid, it's hard to get a little kid to listen to someone read the Bible to them. Try it. See how long you'll get. But my grandmother would read the Bible to me. Or we'd watch Billy Graham. I remember watching Billy Graham as a young kid. I never thought nothing of it. I thought that we didn't have nothing better to do, so we'd just watch him. We didn't have no other channels, so we'd just watch Billy Graham. And if we couldn't get that antenna thing to work, she'd read the Bible to me. But the one thing that she did know and care about was me. She cared about Pat. She cared about her family. She loved us, and she helped us all that she could. All right, moving on. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It says, train up a child in the ways they should go. Even when they are old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 22 and verse 6 reads that to us this morning. You know, a mother possesses something else that we often overlook. A godly mother possesses something that we often overlook, and that's unconditional love. Amen? Unconditional love. The same unconditional love that Christ died on the cross with. When he hung but there between... Did you know this morning that Christ was concerned with his own mother? Even while he hung upon the cross and was dying and suffering, from all the things that had happened to him. Even Jesus Christ himself was concerned with his mother. When he saw his mother, from hanging upon the cross, he told one of his disciples, "This will be your son, and she shall be your mother." And it says in the Word of God, from that moment on, the mother of God, Mary, a mother of Jesus Christ, Mary, went to go live with that disciple. And that comes straight out of the Word of God. He was even concerned with his own mother. And his mother loved her son. She loved him with unconditional love. Just think how her heart was broken when she saw her son hanging upon the cross. Her heart was broken. That's unconditional love of a mother. Even in times when I have failed, even in times when other children have failed, their mothers still loved them unconditionally, without any questions. You know, there may be a time, I pray not, but there may be a time, Pam, when Carson and Layla may fail. But I know you'll still love them because you have that unconditional love. Mothers, today, don't ever stop having unconditional love towards your children. Don't ever stop caring about them. Don't ever stop nurturing them. Don't ever stop encouraging them. Be their strength. You know that most mothers are the strength and the pillar of their children? Mothers, did you know today that most children, you're the reason why they can keep going? You know they're the reason why they can keep living and keep doing the things that they're striving to do because they get their inspiration and you're their role model. You know, the children that I keep hearing it all the time, I hear it at Mother's Day, I hear it at Father's Day. We are the role models for our children. They are looking at what we do and how we do it. And being a Christian mother, remember always, mothers, that we need to live what we say. We need to live and be who we are. And that's mothers that care, that love, that have that unconditional love, that encourages our kids, and that would go the extra mile for their children. And I know that you're doing those things because I see you. I see you. I know you. I know what you're doing. And if I didn't think you were doing it, I would probably come to you and say, "Hey, you might tell me mind my own business, but..." I've been told that before, so it wouldn't be the first time if you told me that. I've been told that before. Stay in your own lane. I like driving in both lanes sometimes. Anybody else? Mothers, are you afraid to stand up and stand up for your children? Are you afraid to stand up for your children? I don't think you are. Amanda, are you afraid to stand up for your child? No, because you love them that much. A mother that loves their children will stand up for them. A mother that loves their children will stand up and protect their children and do whatever it takes to see them succeed. But I tell you the secret, and this, I'm not a mother, but I tell you the secret to be a successful mother. Have God on your side. Amen? If you got God on your side, you're going to be a successful mother because God's going to help you. You struggling? Some days you struggle. Man, this is overwhelming. I'm overwhelmed. I can take a lot. But some days I'm overwhelmed. But God says He's going to help you. He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." He's going to help you. Kathy, on those days when the grandbaby gets on your nerves, you say, "Oh, Lord, when is Amanda get off work?" The Lord's going to help you. And then it's going to be wanting you to make Him a sandwich at the same time. The Lord's going to help you. Listen, it's a blessing this morning. Now listen, let me share this with you real quick. Let me tell you, this is what a mother is to me this morning. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit. You got to possess each and every one of these. To be a mother, to be a godly mother. I'm talking about to be in a full-blown godly mother that trust and put their faith in the Lord. You got to possess, and you do possess these fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. These are the fruits of the Spirit. And to be a mother, you have to have every one of these fruits right here. Love, joy, peace, patience. My mom had to have a lot of patience. I'm lucky she didn't kill me. But she had enough of patience to tolerate me. Kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and goodness. You got to have all those fruits of the Spirit to be a good, godly Christian mother. And if you got all those things, if you possess each and every one of those things, which you do, if you're in God, then these fruits are in you today. All you got to do is use them. And I got to often remind myself of the same thing. We all possess these fruits of the Spirit if you're in God and God's in you. And we just have to learn to use those fruits and let them come forth. The Bible says you're known by the fruits that you produce. And no good tree produces bad fruit. You are a good tree because you are a tree of God, per se, and you produce good fruit. So if you produce good fruit, you have to use those fruits in order to promote and be a successful mother. All right, almost done this morning. Is this good to you this morning? Anybody? Is this good to you this morning? I hope this helps you in some way. All right. Last thing I'm going to say this morning. Over in the book of Proverbs, this is one close with right here. Over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 26 and 27, the word of the Lord reads, "And she opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness." Pat, one of the most biggest things that bothered me when I was a young kid, we didn't go to church on Sunday, and my mom, if I ask her today, she'll say, "I didn't do none of that. I don't remember none of that stuff." But the biggest thing that bugged me when I was a kid, why do we have to clean house every day? Why? Anybody else clean house every day? My mom would clean house every day of the week, 7 days a week. I know we had a lot of kids running in and out, but she'd clean house every day of the week, Dennis, and that was the biggest thing that bothered me about my mom. But she watched over her household. She wasn't idle. I remember my place of, Pat, I don't know where your place was, but my place when I got in trouble was in the kitchen. So she'd keep an eye on me. I was right there in the kitchen, and my mom would make biscuits. I'd watch her make out the biscuit. I'd watch her fry chicken. That's where I learned to cook. That's been way back. She don't do that anymore. But back when I was a kid, we had homemade biscuits. And I remember how she'd make that old dough and she'd pat it out and all that stuff. And I thought, hey, that's how I can make biscuits today. I can cook today. But I was thinking, why do we got a clean house every day? Our house ain't that dirty. It's not even that big. But believe you me today, church family, my mom wasn't idle. Our mom wasn't idle. She's 84, right, Pat? She's 84 today, or not today, but 84 years old. But she works every day behind a lawnmower. And me and Pat's been trying to get her to quit, but she won't listen. She pushes a lawnmower. Well, I guess it pulls itself. But she's out there behind the lawnmower at 84 years old, still cutting grass for people. Okay, she won't listen to me. No matter what I say, she will not listen. She won't listen to Pat either. But she's not idle. But the thing is, I'm trying to get across here, she's not an idle mother. She wants to be on the go all the time. So today, we honor mothers. Today, mothers, may God bless you. May God continue to help you, encourage you, strengthen you, and continue to be a blessing to your children, grandchildren. Ask the Lord to help you on the bad days. Ask the Lord to help you on the news that you get over the phone that you don't want to hear. Even when your children fail, continue to love them, which I know that's a hard thing. But God loved us even when we didn't love Him. God chose us first. We didn't choose God first. He chose us first. And He loved us first. So remember that. Continue to love and let your love shine. And be a role model to whoever. It may not even be your own child. It may be a kid down the street that'll talk about you in 20 years from now. I remember this woman. Her name was Frida. That used to talk to me and hug on me and tell me that I was special. You know how many children out there today that need to be told they're loved? You know how many children out there today wish they could have somebody tell them that they were special? There's a lot of them out there that would love a hug, that would love to be told that they're loved by somebody. And you could be that somebody. Man, I'm getting chills even saying that. So be a blessing to someone else today. You are a blessing to me, mothers, and I pray for you today as we pray together. Let's bow together. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, it is such an honor to be in the presence of all these mothers today. God, I pray your blessings on each one. Lord, those that are watching on social media today, Lord, I bless each and every mother today. I pray, God, that you just anoint them. Open the heavens, the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour out a double blessing upon them, Heavenly Father. Lord, let it pour over their heads, down into their laps, and running over, Heavenly Father. And God, let it run over so much that they'll be a blessing to someone else. God, we pray, Lord, for strength today. We pray for encouragement today. God, we pray that you continue to show each mother today how special they are. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless each and every mother for all the good that they do. Not only to their own families, but their own sons and daughters, but their grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren. Even the people the kids that aren't even their kids, Heavenly Father. The neighbor's kids, Heavenly Father. Lord, let these mothers today be the example out in the world, Heavenly Father. And help younger mothers, Lord. We pray for the younger mothers as well, God, that need to know how to be mothers. God, we pray that you would show these mothers how to teach these younger mothers to be mothers, Heavenly Father, godly mothers that will bring up their children in a godly home, in a godly manner. And God, I know in doing so, you'll bless each and every one. And Lord, now we ask these things humbly, all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.